Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Welcome, Beamer family. This is Danielle Ramber calling in from colorful Colorado, where it's a sunny, beautiful sunny day. It's only 30 degrees, but we're just blessed to have this amazing sunshine. It's been snowing the last few days, so just been inside working on getting ready to go with Beamer when we get the word go, and excited to be your host today with Belinda Foster. Belinda, are you with us?
Hello and good morning. I am Danielle and I'm calling in from Pawleys Island, South Carolina, where we've had just absolutely beautiful weather. It is beyond spring. It's summer. There's so many folks out and about walking and biking and social distancing, but doing it with nature. So we're very grateful that we have the great outdoors. I know you and I talked earlier in the week, or was it last week? Well, we've talked so much in the last few weeks. And we've Zoomed a lot and have connected virtually. And one day to the next, your Colorado weather has been quite interesting, young lady.
Oh, we are so blessed. We get the best of all four seasons. It'll be 70 by the weekend, so we just enjoy it and get outside. And I'm blessed to have a open space right outside my door so I can go walking. And there's some horse barns nearby, so go love on some horses and just get outside and enjoy this downtime.
Yeah, it's fun to see you. One day you're out on your deck, you're sunning. The next day you've got a winter park on and it's snowing. We're a little more consistent here. We've just had great weather, and I'll tell you, nature's just been a saving grace to so many of us during these challenging times, and it just goes back to harmony and frequency and why we feel good and the Earth's electromagnetic fields. And I think more than ever, people really are so appreciative of their Beamers. I know I am. I know you are. This has become the number one topic now that has consumed the world, and that is how healthy and how strong are you? And Danielle, you know, even before this all happened, we always stress in our academies, in our webinars, seminars, anytime we were sharing with someone the importance of homeostasis and the importance of having a healthy immune system, the importance of taking care of yourself and doing the right things when it comes to eating clean and exercising and also looking at advanced technology and products and systems that can help the body. And I tell you what, I count my blessings every single day that I have this Beamer, and I would not sell it. Gosh, if somebody came to you right now and said, I'll buy all of your Beamers and you can never have another one, would you even consider any offer they make? Because I would not.
Absolutely not. And I always tell people that, you know, even before we were put into this situation, you know, if they quit making Beamer and someone offered me $50,000 for my Beamer, I would not give it up. And we certainly are in these times blessed to have our Beamers in our home, our little in-home clinic, which has just been such a gift. But, you know, I did take the B-Body away, Belinda, and I've just been using the B-Pad down the spine. And I'm not noticing anything different. I actually haven't even been sleeping on it. I believe in this product 110%, and I want to be able to go out there and share this Go Set with true, genuine belief. So have you been doing that as well, Belinda?
I have, and I've been doing that for years, and I agree too, especially when I first realized what I could do with that is when I was traveling and didn't want to carry the bulk of the body. Not that it's bulky, I mean, it travels just fine, but mostly when I first got in tune to using the B-pad along the spine was when I went to Europe. And as you know, Eurorail is jumping from train to train. You really have to travel light. You only have so many minutes to get on and off and get your luggage stowed. So that's when I first came upon it. And I, too, for the last couple of weeks, have experimented with not using any sleep mode on the body, but just using the B-pad and using it throughout the day. The thing is that we all sleep so well way before we ever start the sleep mode. And so I'm okay going forward with the GoPack. I'm okay with what's happening within the body and the way the body responds to this. It's such a calming energy, which seems like no way you could have both of those things, but you absolutely can. I have used, when I'm on week 6, for example, and that's a little bit higher, as we know, mode, but it really is it compared to some of the other gadgets that are out there. It's just what the body needs. But even at that level of 6, then I find, even though that should be a very high energetic level for me, I still rest and sleep extremely well. And I have fallen asleep during my 8-minute on a 6. And so that right there shows you what happens with what the body likes. And that is, it just loves this intensity, this frequency, this signal, this patent signal that nobody else has. So, yes, I agree. I slept so well this week. I did not use the B-Body at night for the last couple of nights, and because I've been using the B-Spot, the B-Pad, especially the B-Pad along the spine, I've had no issues. But it's really exciting to keep sharing this and to keep sharing the GoPack, and I'm still doing that. In fact, I talked with a couple yesterday and explained what was going on, and they're excited and can't wait to get their order in as soon as we get the word, which we're hoping should be very soon.
Yes, and I want to remind everyone, we did receive an email this week, and there is a national call tomorrow evening, and that is at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So I encourage everyone to be on that call tomorrow night and just check in with our CEO, our national directors, and let's just see what's going on, where we're at, and keep our teams motivated and keep sharing this gift of Beamer. So currently, we have quite a few callers on today, Belinda, so I'd like to encourage people, if they have a compliant testimonial, to go ahead and press 1 on their phone. Compliant means no mention of disease names. We're not going to mention any drug names or use of the words like pain, cured, treatment. We're not going to give any protocols on what you're doing with the Beamer, and we're going to keep the testimonials to our own personal testimonial, no third-party testimonials. If you have a testimonial on a horse, we encourage you to call in on Thursday. They have an amazing testimonial Thursday on the horse unit. So if you'd like to go ahead and press 1 on the line, we will go ahead and get you going. And Belinda, we have our first brave soul, so we're going to go ahead to area code 405-405. You are live on Block Talk.
Hi, this is Donna Dearman, Stillwater, Oklahoma. You ladies are great.
Hi, Donna.
And y'all have already given some great pointers already, so I appreciate all of that. I have a Beamer story from this week, and I wanted to share it. I was out transplanting monkey grass on a very long sidewalk, and you're up and down like crazy for over an hour, I'm sure. Went to walk inside, went up a few steep steps, and then my knee totally locked up on me. My husband looked at me and said, "I hope your face doesn't freeze in that expression because it's not good." Anyway, I got my Beamer out. I went by the protocol in our basic manual that talks about what to do in acute situations. I wrapped a B pad around my knee and did the 20-minute protocol and was sitting there just eating supper while I was doing that. So sure, it was a little bit longer than that, but I let that energy and that blood flow do what it needed to do. And then when I did get up, in zero discomfort after doing that. It even surprises me. I'm an RN, retired REN, and I have a hard time even explaining what all this can really do and realizing how powerful it is. So I just wanted to share that and just how many people are out planting their gardens right now and their flowers, and we've got time at home. And wanted to remind y'all that how good the beamered water on the intensity 10, when you beamer that water and put it on your plants and your seeds, they love that frequency and they will amaze you. So they'll grow before your very eyes. So just wanted to share that with you. So I appreciate
well, thank you,
letting
you,
me
Donna.
Talk today.
Well,
you're
thanks
welcome.
For sharing. And I love how you shared you had a situation and you got out your manual. I think a lot
yeah.
of people don't do that. And they're looking for protocols. They're looking for answers. They're looking for how to do this. And it's all right there in the manual. So thank you for sharing that.
You're very welcome, Danielle. Bless you, too. I love you, girls.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you, dear. You too.
Danielle, that really was a great testimonial, because I was thinking this morning we could ask people just to call in and tell us one thing that you can do better since you've gotten a beamer, or one thing that you could not do before beamer and what you can do now. And just really quick phone calls, come on the line, everybody press one. Come on, you can think of one thing, right? Like maybe it's ride your bike 20 miles instead of 5, or walk a mile instead of just a few hundred yards or feet. Everybody has had an improved performance because how amazing our bodies are. So light that board up. Thank you so much. Look at that, Danielle.
Oh,
isn't that amazing? I just got goosebumps just now. Thank you, guys.
Wonderful.
We want to hear from you. It's so fun. Just this one thing, and I know everybody's out planning, and I'll tell you what, planting and working in a garden is hard work on your body, so much squatting and bending over, and you'll feel it at the end of the day. So I'm just really grateful we have this. So what do you think, Danielle? Do you want to open up another line now?
Yeah, let's do it. Thank you, Belinda. That was great. We have area code 434. 434, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, everybody. This is Ann Postak. Hello, Belinda.
And hello, my friend. How are you? How's everything in Virginia?
We're doing really well. And you said one thing, and I thought, okay, what's one thing? For me, it's skiing. I stopped skiing for 10 years, and I didn't think I'd get back on the slopes. And I'm in my 60s now, and I thought, okay, I stopped in my 50s. There's no way I'm getting back on. And I did. 2 years ago, I got up the nerve, and I said, I'm going to do this. And I skied beautifully, and this year I have to say I skied better than I did 10 years ago. So that's the one thing that I'm doing now that I had stopped doing, and I'm so grateful that the beamer has given me the energy and the strength to be able to get on the slopes.
And I love that one, because I have to admit, back in, I guess, the mid to late 90s, up until around 2000, early 2000s, I skied a lot. In fact, well, I started skiing around, 1990, but mostly in the 90s, and I was a late bloomer, late coming to skiing. I was in my mid-30s back then, but I loved it. My body started failing me over time, and by the time I was in my 40s, I just was hardly able to get up and down. I had a lot of inflammation in my knees, and I was just really not even able to work out and do the things I love. So now that I've recovered and I'm back to feeling more athletic and stronger and doing the things I couldn't do before, I have to admit, skiing is the one thing I have not added back, and I want to go skiing, so I'm putting that on my bucket list. Danielle, you may have me as a guest 1 week. I may come out there. And do you ski, Danielle, by the way?
I don't, but I'm actually same thing. I'm ready to start skiing. I feel like I'm healthier and stronger than I've ever been. So let's do it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's
yeah.
Do it. Yes.
Get on the slope. Yeah, you definitely get on those slopes. I would highly suggest, though, that you do some pre-exercising to make sure your legs are strong and your core is strong, which I think you got that down. And the other thing that I've been back on is I'm biking again. We did some trail biking in Germany when we were there last September, and my husband and I, we out-biked the other groups that the other guys that we were with, and it felt so good. You know, we did not hurt. Of course, I did bring my Beamer, so we were on the Beamer afterwards, but we were not sore. It felt wonderful, and now I'm using my added energy to learn to play golf. And because I'm thinking so much better than I had been before, I'm learning to play the piano. So I want to encourage everybody, those that are just starting out with Beamer and those that have been using it for a while, think of those things that you really want to do and walk towards it, because it has given me a whole new viewpoint of what, now that my husband and I are retired, what retirement is. And it's fabulous. Now, I do not consider sharing Beamer, you know, I'm not retired from that. I'm absolutely going that full force because I'm changing lives and watching people be happier in their lives and living great lives. And I can't ever stop doing that.
I love it, Anne. And so many people come out of retirement to share this gift because of what you're saying right there. You know, you're able to do all these things in retirement that a lot of people can't do, and it truly is a paycheck of the heart. You can't even explain it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks
well,
for
we
calling
really enjoyed
in,
that call.
Yeah. Thank you, ladies, for everything you do. We all appreciate it.
Thank you. Wow, Belinda, we're on a roll. People are pressing one, so we're just going to go ahead to our next caller. We have area code 818-540, you are live on Blog Talk.
That's me. Hi, I'm Diane from Westlake Village. Hope you're all well and safe. The one thing that I can do that I couldn't do before is climb stairs with the greatest of ease, because I've had knee discomfort before I got the Beamer. And just after 3 days, my knees were just as good as new, and I just can do so many more things now than before, so I'm very grateful. That's my one thing.
I love it. Thanks for sharing, Diane.
Yeah, okay. Because knees are such a big problem. I mean, that I would venture to say that knees and back are the two, and hips. Those are so important, obviously, but that the more people are negatively impacted by a decline in those particular joints. And I was also in that category. My knees, just that's just where everything is that's not good in my body. And when I got my knees back, the same thing, climbing stairs. I can climb stairs forever now. It feels so good. My legs are so strong. I can ride my bike 30, 40, 50 miles. I feel great. I always Beamer before, Beamer after. It's been a very big deal to have my knees back. And so I'm glad you brought that one up as well.
Thank you. Okay.
Well, next call. What do you think, Danielle? We've got a 630 area code. Is that right? Is that the next one?
That's the next one, 630. You're live on Blog Talk.
Well, it might possibly be me, Belinda. It's Lori that you just done talking to yesterday.
Lori, I'm so glad you're active and calling in. We've had Beamer users who have been with us 4 and 5 years. You don't even have your Beamer yet, and you're already calling in and listening to the show, and that's really what it's all about, is everybody waking up and understanding there's systems out there and there's help out there. So tell us something good today.
Well, I have to share with you that my doctor had the machine in her office, and I've gone to her for the last 5 years. She is a functional and homeopathic doctor,
And she says, for some of that pain that you have, how would you like to try this? And I said, okay. So I've actually been doing it on and off for the last couple of months, but in the last 3 weeks, because of various situations, I said, I'm going to try this weekly. And so what I can say immediately is I noticed the toxins go through your body really quickly. Bam, they're out of there. And it does help you to feel more comfortable. And I have to say that I really like to use it as often as you all do to really drive the benefit. And I made a phone call early this morning. I'm going back in an hour and a half, and I made an appointment for Thursday, so at least I can get in there two times this week. Also, I had my adult son watching the video with me, and I had my husband watching part of it. But my adult son is, when are you getting this? You've got to get this. I need this machine. So, that's why I'm on cue to get our own machine, because I'm like, I'm putting up some pretty good money to go over to my doctor's office and do this.
When you can have it at home, you're right, and share it with your family. Use it the way it's meant to be used, twice a day. And I am super, super excited that you're excited about getting your own, because it really is a game changer, isn't it, Danielle? When you have your own and you're using it twice a day, it's just a game changer.
It truly is, and I love that you're on the call already, Lori. You're excited, you're ready to go, and not only are you going to transform your life, but that of your family. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, I just had to say, I didn't believe myself until I'm learning more about it, and I'm like, no wonder I'm starting to feel a little better, because I've been dealing for 40-plus years some different ongoing chronic issues, and to feel better. Again, I'm trying to be as compliant as possible. I'm all new to this game. But my gosh, it's good when my friends are wondering, where'd you get all that energy? And I'm like, hello, maybe if you start doing some better things for yourself. So it's going to take time to educate some of my friends. But I was so happy that my son, who usually is so negative about everything, goes, Ma, you got to get that machine. How soon can you have it here at the house?
Oh, that's wonderful, because a lot of times our children get worried as we go up in years, thinking we've lost our minds. But we've always been that group. When you look at baby boomers and the group after the baby boomers, we are all about investigating and vetting things. We don't just go blindly buy things, and we've been around the block a few times, haven't we, Lori? So we are seeking help. We know the importance of health. We're in that phase of our life where you realize things are chronic and degenerative, there are things you can be doing to offset that. And if you don't, shame on you when that information's out there and there's a lot of people willing to give you the truth. They're not trying to sell something. They are just simply sharing information that they have vetted, that's tried and true, that has 20 years plus science and proof and post-market surveillance all around it. So you excite me. I'm super, super glad you called in today.
Can I share this too? I am, for the last 15 years, I am so used to different technologies from Germany and Switzerland and such that they do not implement in America. So I've always been ahead of the curve. But I think what people have to recognize is consistency is the key with whatever they do. And don't just think one thing is going to help you. By golly, you better start drinking a lot of water. You better start trying to do some kind of exercise and eat much better than you have eaten. Don't go to those processed foods and those garbage foods. They're doing nothing for you. And how can you expect what you've done to yourself for years to be cured overnight with some stupid pill?
You're so right. And that is the message. That is the message. That is what everybody's waking up to right now. That's what people are learning. And there's so many diseases that are lifestyle. So, guys, this is an opportunity for us to just adjust our lifestyle, do it in small steps daily, just every day, do something that makes you 1 to 5 to 10% better, and over time, you will be living that life that you've always dreamed of. Well, Lori, thank you so much for your call today. You've really blessed me, and I know Danielle and all of our listeners out there. I am super excited that you're excited, and that's what it's about. And I want those of you who are existing distributors to understand something. I have not stopped sharing this message because nothing's changed about our patents, has it? Nothing's changed about our signal. Nothing has changed about the fact that nothing does what Beamer does. Keep sharing this message and get the Go Pack in people's homes. And then as we get the Be Body added to that, which we will, there's no doubt about that, that'll be perfect timing for people to add that on. It is more budget friendly this way. People can get going. They can start using this and they can start doing those things that they can't do today or things that they want to do better. So that's a very inspiring call, and I really appreciate that. Well, Danielle, tossing it back over to you. Who do we have up next?
All right, next we have area code 510. 510, you are live on Blog Talk. Hi, is that me?
Bye. That is you.
Welcome. Oh, okay. Good morning. Good morning. My name is Genevieve Warshire from California. I just want to say that I was introduced to the Beamer a couple of months ago, well, the end of 2019, and one of the things that I'm able to do now, and I know this sounds kind of strange because I have breathing issues, is I can go for a walk with my friends, and I wasn't able to talk as I walked because every time I did, I would start, you know, having breathing issues. So I would be silent during our walk, and now I can carry on the conversation in the fresh air walking, and it's just amazing using just the B-pad now. And experimenting, you know, and wrapping it around my back and running, you know, program one, you know, for 8 minutes just to get the blood flowing into my lungs, that how much it has helped me. And I want to say that with everything that's changing, I'm very excited about it. And I will say that it took me a while because I thought, you know, Beamer was falling when I knew that this was such a wonderful product and what it did for me and my family. So now I'm in the mode of getting out there, and I actually had a friend and my uplines, my partners, join me in the Zoom meeting, and she's very interested. So it's, you know, it's going forward, and it's an amazing, amazing product. So I just want to thank you, and I didn't really know about Beamer blog, the radio. I've been listening every day now. You guys teach so much, and I appreciate you taking the time to do this. And listening to everybody is just so inspiring. So thank you both. So, yeah.
Wow.
Thanks, Genevieve, and
thank
welcome
you.
To our family. It's just a gift. And, you know, Belinda, we actually have quite a few callers on today. I think people being home, we have 130 callers on today, so it's a pretty high number. And I can tell you, I start every day with Blog Talk. It just is a great way to get motivated for the week, whatever day of the week it is. And I love that our new people are tuning in.
Yeah,
yes,
so thank
same
you.
Here. All right, let's go ahead and move on. We have a few more hands raised. We have area code 410. 410, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hi there, it's Elizabeth from Port Royal, South Carolina. I have had my Beamer for over 2.5 years and was a lifelong blood donor until about 6 years ago. Inexplicably, my iron count dropped, and I tried changing my diet and took supplements for a year, everything, and I have been, until December, unable to donate blood. But I went in, well, the bus was parked at the bank, and just for grins, thought I'd check in, and my iron count was high enough. So I have been able to donate blood twice since December because, in my opinion, the Beamer has helped my body remember how to come back to the right iron count. Really excited about that.
Wow, that's amazing. And she's helping other people even in other ways. You know, wow, that's beautiful, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a lot more, but that's my one thing for today. It was a great question that prompted me to call in. Love what you guys are doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love it. All right.
All right, we're going to go to area code 208. 208, you are live on Blog Talk.
Danielle and Belinda, it's David Olson. Good morning.
Oh,
David.
I couldn't help but chime in after the skiing conversation. You guys know I'm a passionate skier and passionate athlete, and I'm not young anymore, and I'm just so thrilled. I skied and I climbed and skied a really big mountain yesterday, and something I've been doing for 30 years, and it just amazes me that I can still do things like that and feel like I'm in my 40s. And I was on my way home from that adventure yesterday, and a friend called me. He's about 10 years younger. No, 7 years younger. He's 51. And he's like, I've been meaning to ask you, David. He's like, since you're older than me, is it normal that when you get in your early 50s, you just start aching and feeling sore like all the time? And, you know, he's conscious of his nutrition and he's conscious of exercise and flexibility. And you know, my understanding is, yeah, it's pretty normal. When you start getting into your early 50s, you just start hurting. Unless, of course, you own a Beamer. And we talked about that. And it just seems like a common theme for people as they get into their early 50s. And even if they're doing everything right, things just start hurting and aching. So, Danielle, you're really lucky. You're quite a bit younger than the rest of us, and you don't have that to look forward to because you have a Beamer. So, happy Tuesday.
I am lucky. Yeah.
Make it a great day, you guys.
You're so right, though, David. And my body started breaking down in my 40s. I knew something wasn't right. I had worked on my nutrition, and then as I moved into my 50s, I really got big into cellular biology and said, okay, maybe I need more this or that, magnesium, C, right? I was really trying to understand everything and was cleaning out as much as I could of the bad stuff and went organic and fresh produce and salads and all those things, but something still was not right. And now that everything's flowing and waste is getting removed and every cell and every tissue in my body is receiving the oxygen and the nutrients that I've been putting in. That is a recipe for life. And I'm so grateful that you called in today as well. It's always good to hear from you.
Be well.
You know, Belinda, we're coming across a common thread, and it's not just Beamer, and I call it the trifecta. You know, you have to have a good diet. You have to exercise. And Beamer is just a great add-on to that, giving the oxygen nutrients to your cells, removing that waste. And I'm quite a bit younger, but I also went through my own health crisis at the age of 37. And so I am eternally grateful to have been introduced to the Beamer because surgery after surgery, seven surgeries, that's a lot of anesthesia. And they say, you know, it takes like a year and a half to get rid of anesthesia from one surgery. Then you add on chemotherapy. And to be able to get all of those toxins out of my body in a fairly quick amount of time has been a miracle to me. And I'm just so, so eternally grateful for the person that introduced me to Beamer, Dr. Sharon Wesch. And I love Testimonial Tuesday, Belinda, because all of these testimonials, especially, you know, things that people weren't able to do before and are now in their older age and their retirement, it's just such a gift and such an opportunity that we have to share with others.
That's right. That is right. And I'll tell you, that's a lot of anesthesia. Yes, oh. 386 looks like the next one's 386-238. And then we have Jerry. Our friend Jerry is right after that. Look forward to hearing from Jerry as well. So 386, welcome. Are you there?
You may, is this me?
If you're 386-238, then
okay,
it is me.
I must have done it accidentally, but while I'm here, to make a long story short, I fell on April
3rd.
Very
short. We're down to 10 minutes. We got a lot of callers. We'd love to hear what you have to say, though, especially since you didn't
quickly
realize you had pressed 1, which I love, so impromptu is great.
Well, I was just telling my husband, should I call in, and then it was just meant to be. Anyway, long story short, I fell, and I landed on my upper underarm, my left boob, my midsection, really hard on the pavers in the backyard. And I said, you know, my husband heard me go, and, you know, came out and got me, came in to the sofa, to the Beamer. I said, I've got to get on the Beamer. I never bruised. As hard as I hit, my underarm, all that, I never bruised. And later on in the week, I discovered a pencil eraser size bruise on my midsection. I still have things going on internally. You know, I'm just out of whack and can't get to the chiropractor. But I am so thankful for the Beamer, you know. I just can't wait until everybody in the world has one. And thanks. I'm sorry that I did it accidentally, but so glad I did. That's it. Goodbye.
Oh, gosh. We are, too. Danielle, wasn't that great? Everybody always has a story.
Oh. And I'm glad that she accidentally pushed one. We needed to hear her story.
Because accidents happen, and we're going to fall. I don't care what age you are, from your first boo-boo until your last, that's going to happen, and there's not a better thing to happen. Your own little Beamer clinic right there on your couch. You can go right to it. Well, I think we have a good friend lined up next in the queue. We'll see.
Well, good morning to both of you, and what a great program today. Yeah, this is Jerry Gallegos here in Littleton. My testimonial is really a thank you to the two of you. It's really a pleasure to be able to dial in and listen to the two of you guide everybody in terms of compliance and the right things to say and listening to amazing stories. So you do such a great job every single day. It's amazing how by staying home and not getting out, occasionally you'll find something that you really see on Facebook and other social media. And I found a quote this morning from a lady that is just was so inspiring that I just wanted to share with everybody. And it goes like this. It says, fear does not stop death. It actually stops life. And worrying does not take away tomorrow's troubles. It takes away today's peace. So I just wanted to share that with everybody. Everybody have a blessed day.
Oh, we love you, Jerry. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks,
that.
Jerry.
Well, Danielle, isn't it great to have such friends? That's another testimonial I'll give. We have so many friends that we've met through Beamer all across the United States, and what a gift that we do have this radio show. So we have 7 minutes left. And about how many callers in the queue? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So what do you think of everybody less than 60 seconds, just real quick, and then roll from one to the next one? Do you think we can get them in?
Let's get it. We're going to go to area code 912. 912, you're live on Block Talk.
Hey, it's Beth Martin from Savannah, Georgia. How are you, ladies?
Hey, Beth. Hello.
Hey. Hey, I can't top all of the health stories because they're just too many. I do have a tick-borne disease that Beamer has helped. But it's not only are the holistic-minded people that jump on board because they already have somewhat of a clue, but I think it's the people that we reach that are so entrenched in the conventional Western medicine, that when they get turned on to it is really, for me, a big key because it really changes, since that's the majority of the world, you know. And then lastly is what you guys are talking about, friends and family that Beamer is. And, you know, just hearing you know, you, Belinda, whom I've met, Danielle, I have not, but pretty much everybody on Facebook, you know, David, you know, people really, this is truly a family, you know, it's not even a business. It's just a way of life. So it's just a wonderful thing. People need to really embrace this.
Mm-hmm. It's a new community. We're building the new world, the new normal. This is the new go-to. We're seeing what's happening otherwise. It's not good.
I agree.
So we have options.
And, you know, I love how she brought up, you know, America has been divided over the years as far as, like, the white coats, you know, the pharmaceutical train, the chemo, the surgery, and the green coats, which are alternative healers, natural medicine, chiropractic. And I feel that Beamer's the bridge between those two. And when we see the Western medicine world coming on board with Beamer, it's just such a light because we know we can reach more people that way. So I really appreciate you sharing that today, Beth.
That's a great one. So we've got about four callers left and down to 4 minutes. So we have to get these down to about 30, 40 second blip. Next caller is area code 401-932. Tell us something good before and after.
Well, it's Casey Conrad, and we got lots of testimonials. I'm out here in the garden. I don't normally call in, but as I'm working with the garden, it reminded me of a poem that my grandmother wrote, and it goes like this. I can't help but think when I work with the earth of the wonder of death and the wonder of birth. I lay the dormant seed in the ground, and there it sits, unaware of sight and sound, until God says awake. And then it blooms in beauty for beauty's sake. And then when its life on earth is done, God looks down and he whispers, come, shed all your beauty and come and sleep, in profound silence, deep, deep, deep. Our life on earth is just this way. We were born naked and pure to greet the day, our own heaven or hell here on earth, in the way that we walk from the time of our birth. If our life has been good and our soul has been pure, will rise once again in beauty, I'm sure. The rainbow's end will be your reward. This is the promise of your loving Lord.
That was beautiful, Casey. Did you say your grandmother?
Yeah.
Told you about that?
She wrote poetry. She wrote poetry. And she wrote that.
Oh, she wrote that?
Oh, yeah. She wrote many poems that I have memorized because we used to sit and recite them at the nursing home so she could keep her brain sharp. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Danielle, wasn't that profound? It really was profound.
I would love to be able to post that in the comments. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'll go in. I've got all her poems in my computer, and I'll try to send it off to you today. But I'm out in the garden, so ciao.
Thanks, Casey. We love you.
See you guys.
We love you. Don't you just love her? Everybody, I tell you, this fills my heart. Oh, like you guys would believe.
Always the joy.
I guess you would.
All right, we're going to move quickly along. We're going to go to area code 910. 910, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, it's Jane from Lexington. I'm still doing the same exercises I was doing in 1986 when I was 39. I do have some physiological glitches that were helped by Beamer, but here is my favorite. Being high energy, athletic, maybe that made me not the most peaceful, attentive person in the world. Thanks to the Beamer, I now have peace, I have attentiveness, and I have more patience.
You know,
outstanding.
I'll tell you right, Danielle?
Perfect.
That is a big one. I didn't even like myself back when I didn't have that feeling of well-being that Beamer gets you. It really does. It's a real thing.
It truly does. And we're out of time here today, but I'd like to leave. I always love sharing quotes. What's broken can be mended. What's hurt can be healed. And no matter how dark it gets, the sun is going to rise again.
Absolutely. We're going to rise again to another great day, every single day, with Beamer. We're so blessed to have this. Danielle, it's been a phenomenal show. Thank you to all the callers who called and listened. Thank you to all of those who pressed one and shared your story.
stay tuned for tomorrow's show. And Danielle, always great doing this show with you.
Thanks, everyone, for calling in. Have a blessed day.